Have a guest joining us on the phone this morning from up at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn, the museum's curator, Tove Brandt, with us this morning. We want to talk a little bit about a kind of a fun exhibit that they have available for folks to enjoy right now. Tove, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, when I say a fun exhibit, sports is meant to be fun, and, well, the exhibit is all about sports.
That's right. We realized that we have a lot of sports stories just within our own collection, and this was an opportunity for us to pull things out of our collection storage areas and also to borrow some things from athletes near and far. So it's a really fun combination of contemporary athletes, historical athletes, some names that probably everyone has heard of, and some that I can almost guarantee no one has ever heard of.
Well, I would guess that in large measure, when folks think, Danish athletes, they'd probably try to think long and hard, and they'd probably be thinking about maybe some different sports that we're not too familiar with, like cricket and things like that. But really, there should be some athletes top of the mind for us.
Well, yeah, when we look at, Danish American athletes, Fred Hoiberg, is one of the stars of our exhibit. He comes from a very strong Danish background, and his family, the Hoiberg family, have been involved in Danish American communities for generations. So certainly for our audience and for Iowans, I mean, that's a pretty significant name. And we've been able to borrow some items from the Hoiberg family for this exhibit. We have a large, beautiful memory quilt that was put together of lots of, just like so many of us have, the quilts of old team T-shirts and, photos. And so we've got that for, for someone who's really risen to the top of his field.
Tove, let me get some insight into this from folks who maybe aren't familiar with how this all comes about. When you get this idea to do something like this, and you talk about having some items that the Hoiberg family is allowing you to use, how do you go about doing that? Is this just a simple phone call?
Sometimes it's a simple phone call. I mean, we are fortunate that that Eric and Karen Hoiberg, who live in Ames, and they're Fred's parents, they're members of our museum. So we already had a connection with them and could reach out to them and say, hey, we're planning this exhibit about Danish American athletes, and we're wondering if we would really like to represent Fred's career, in this, both at Iowa State and now with the Chicago Bulls, his career as a player and his career as a coach. And they were, they were very happy to help us out and kind of brainstorm what types of things might be interesting and visually interesting and relevant to tell his story. In other cases, we really just kind of look through our own records and our own collections. What kind of artifacts do we have that maybe we haven't had an opportunity to highlight before? For example, we have some winning medals and a silver trophy from a team of brothers who were the U.S. national champions in tug-of-war. I had never heard of national championships in tug-of-war before, but apparently in the year 1889, the Kling brothers, who had immigrated from Denmark, were the U.S. national champions. And we have some of the photographs and medals that are associated with their story.
And I bet their family is probably just shocked, their descendants, now that people are still wanting to learn about that.
Exactly. I mean, it is. There's a lot of wonderful stories that we get to tell, and some that we're learning for the first time as well. Even athletes that may not be represented in our own collection, we can still include their stories and their photographs. For example, Joss Christensen is related to a lot of the Christensens in Shelby County. His grandfather grew up in Shelby County and then moved out to Utah. Well, Joss is a young man, and he won the gold medal at the Sochi Olympics in 2014 in slope-style skiing. Yeah. This is the skiing where people jump off of of ramps and flip three times in the air and land without, hurting themselves. And he's the gold medalist for the U.S. with, Danish ancestry and Shelby County roots.
That's interesting. You start to dig into something like that, and you find out there's probably a lot more than you ever dreamed.
There is, and it's just a lot of fun because something as broad as just sports, it's so pervasive in our culture, just as Americans. We watch sports, we hear the news, and there's always sports updates. You know, it's such an important thing for our communities at the high school level and, you know, supporting local teams. And so many people themselves have participated in sports, whether as a younger person or continue to do so. So it's something that most of us have a very direct experience in, and that's something we really wanted to explore in this exhibition too. What are the different motivations that get people and keep people involved in sports? What are the different ways that it connects with people? Is it because it keeps you fit and healthy? Is it because you really like competition and that kind of drives you? Is it because you like being part of a team and there's a kind of a unique sense of camaraderie that kind of develops between team members? Or is it that this is actually a way to make a living? Is it, you know, the professional opportunities that you can have as whether as an athlete or a coach or in some other related profession? So we also wanted to kind of explore those larger themes of what is it that, you know, that motivates people. And it's not necessarily one thing over the other, but to make everybody think, you know, why do you participate in sports as an athlete, as a spectator, as a fan? What is it that drives our interest in this big mm-hmm. this big thing called sports?
It's got to be a little bit risky in some ways to do a sports type exhibit like this, just simply because there are so many sports exhibits out there. There are museums, halls of fame, of course, but other museums that are dedicated specifically to different sports, to different particular athletes and things. So you're kind of like competing against what people already seem or feel like they know.
Well, and that's one way to look at it. I guess we don't see it as risky and as, you know, kind of a competing exhibit with others in a way from our perspective, because we're a museum that could be seen as such a narrow niche. We're the Museum of Danish America, and I think a lot of people assume if they're not of Danish descent, then we have nothing of interest for them.
Sure.
For us, this is a topic that allows us to bridge some specific Danish American stories with a larger story that, you know, that really can relate to any of our visitors. So for us, it's an opportunity, you know. And I, as far as I know, there is no tug of war National Museum, and so some of these other, you know, kind of, you know, smaller, lesser-known sports, shall we say, it's a chance for us to really kind of explain what role they've played in either the culture of Danish American communities or just, you know, kind of within American popular culture.
How about local flavor to the display?
We do have some local flavor. We've been able to both borrow and exhibit some of pieces in our own collection, both of wonderful selection of Elkhorn Kimbleton Danes uniforms. Of course, the school here in Elkhorn is no longer uses the Danes as their mascot, so we were able to collect some of the Danes uniforms, you know, while they were still in the school. And so we're very grateful for the school to contribute to our collection in that way. So we have a great kind of wall of Danes. we also have some older examples. We've got a complete baseball uniform that Virgil Christensen wore when he attended Kirkman High School in 1946 and was on the baseball team. So not only do we have his whole, the entire uniform, including his glove, but we've got a picture of him as a high school student in that uniform, and you can make that connection. And then, you know, in the next generation down, his daughter, Deb Christensen, was a varsity tennis player for Harlan. So we've got her racket and her varsity letter. And it's not that, you know, these local, that the local stories are necessarily uniquely nationally significant. They are important for us because they are so typical of the experience that so many of us have had, you know, throughout the generations. You know, so many of us have been involved in team sports or high school athletics, and this has been a way that we connect with other people for a long time.
You bet. Well, even those professional athletes and those that have achieved success on a national and a world stage, they didn't just wake up one morning and suddenly find they're really good at what they do and they're going to compete for a title. They did the same things, too, when they were young.
Exactly. And that brings me back to Fred Hoiberg's memory quilt. It's really nice to see that, you know, the T-shirts from the, you know, high school summer basketball camps that he attended, that's part of it. I mean, something that so many high school kids have done. You know, you go to a sports camp in the summer, and just as you say, not everyone's going to go on to make either even a college career, let alone a professional career at this. But these are really important activities as we grow up.
You bet. Well, it's what forms us. It's what made us. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the exhibit? What hours? How do folks get in? Is there a cost to enter?
It's part of the general museum admission, which is $5 a person or $2 for kids, and always free for museum members. We're open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, it's 9 to 5. On Saturdays, it's 10 to 5. And Sundays, it's noon to 5. We also have some free weekends coming up, though, that are great opportunities. If you haven't been to the museum in a while or ever, stop in, and the whole museum will be free this coming weekend on May 21st and 22nd, because we're opening a new art exhibit as well. And then Memorial Day weekend, which is when Elkhorn and Kimbleton have their annual Tivoli Fest, we also have free admission here at the museum. That's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Memorial Day. So those are some really great opportunities for neighbors and community members and out-of-town guests to get a taste of the museum and see our new exhibits.
Absolutely. And they can always check out online, too, and find out more information, including how inexpensive it is to become a museum member and give you access, unlimited access, to all of the things that they have going on constantly. The sports exhibit right now, it's called Sport for Sport's Sake, Athletes and Ethnicity in Danish America, and it'll be around for a while. It just opened up here in the last month, so you've got plenty of time for folks to get out and enjoy.
That's right. It's going to stay open until early April of next year, so it'll be around, and we hope that a lot of people come and enjoy it.
Very good. Well, let's get working on the Tug of War Museum.
Yeah, you get it started, Jim.
Very good. Tova, thanks so much.
Thank you.